So I enlisted in the bakery company, see. And them pastry bakers kept us something sweet, good to eat, and, you know, and we had hot meals. And so we kept a complaining, and General Mike Arthur come back down there and made them put us in hot and cold water, you know. You take baking in flour, my cut was just like I took a sack of flour and pulled over it, you know. And so we went but about a mile from Dijon to town. We was out in a big open field, wheat field. And we was the first, second baker coming there. We were supposed to turn out 20,000 pounds of bread for our division. But see, we had to double up and bake 40,000 a day, day and night, running.
How many of you were there to do that?
100 men of us.
And you had to come out with 40,000 loaves of bread?
Yeah. There wasn't loaves, there was big round ones, you know, just. And I had a crust on it about as thick as my finger where they'd have to haul it up to the front as near as they could get, you see. So the closest they ever got to us is when they broke loose and got in the Germans and Chateau Thera along in there somewhere, and they put them our boys in there, and they checked them, and they never did let them stop them. They got them over and drove them back to the River Rhine. Well, Germany didn't want her country invaded, so that's when they wanted peace, didn't you see? So Wilson, who was the president, and give them peace. So I had to stay on 6 months after the war was over, baking bread for them, what soldiers left over. But after I got back, and not get hurt or anything, it was well worth what I saw, and I saw things that I studied about, and it was quite a. After you got over there, well, it didn't take long to kind of get used to it, you see.
Well, I imagine it's getting on towards supper time for you all.
So,